Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing analysis, custom research, and strategic content marketing to the global mobile industry. So, Shahab, we've been looking at engagement a lot, of course, and talking about how important it is to engage at every stage of the journey. And part of that, of course, is not just looking at location or even location context for that matter, which is incidentally also the topic of next week's show, but it's also, you know, understanding the individual and giving them what they need at the right time in the right context, but also being extremely personal. So when you think about our you know, the app developer or the marketer, you know, part of it is that idea of engaging at the right moment. But of course, it's not great if when you're going to finally engage with that person that you don't use that opportunity to show them what you're talking about. You know, if you have an app, for example, you don't want to take them to just a general landing page. You want to take them to where the action is, you know, where the offer is.
Exactly. And even when you have those specific landing pages, I mean, the call to action has to be completely clear. They have to know what you're talking about. In the end, it really comes down to matching the power of push with personalization so that as a brand, you can deliver to the consumer an offer they can't refuse. I mean, if it's relevant, it's relevant.
That's it. It's exactly it. They cannot refuse it because it's personal, it's relevant, it's valuable. So to understand how to make that link, you know, how to make that package, that perfect package of right content, right person, right context, but also right message, as in getting them to where you want to get them to interact, to that call of action. We have Adam Marshek. He's CEO of Kahuna. He's our guest today. And I have to say, Shahab, as usual, great timing on our show, right? Because we can congratulate Adam as well, because Kahuna just last week announced $45 million in funding. So definitely a company on the rise.
This
year. Absolutely. And helping marketers get the right marketing message to the right people. So great to have you on the show, Adam.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, you know, before we jump right into it, I was having some conversations last night that I do want to pull into this. But before we do that, just for the benefit of our listeners who might not be familiar with Kahuna, just tell us a little bit about what you guys do there.
Fantastic. Well, Peggy, you really called it right, where Kahuna helps our marketing customers communicate with their customers in a delightful, personalized way. And it's all about enabling a new level of authentic engagement between brands and their customers, and you have to do it wherever they are, whether it be on the web, via email, on mobile phones, or social channels. And really, it's about unlocking personalized communication at scale. Now, to do all this, the technology enabler is our big data, automation, and machine learning capabilities, which really wasn't possible to create until a few years ago. And this all wraps together that Kahuna is a pioneer in a space we're calling communication automation, and it's dedicated to empowering businesses to grow and thrive in the mobile era.
And, you know, as founder, what gave you the idea to start Kahuna in the first place? I mean, was there a specific gap in the market, you know, something that needed a solution, or what was it?
Well, it's fun that I actually was a mobile app developer in 2001. And that was the WAP 1.0 and the StarTAC phone, which looks a little bit like Zach Morris's phone from Saved by the Bell. And back then, mobile was the future. You know, the articles that you see today, they're reprints from 12 years ago. And we were just missing bandwidth, platform, and compute to really unlock the power of mobile. People were still running to their desktops. And about 4 years ago, my co-founder Jacob and I were interviewing heads of mobile at large consumer companies like PayPal and Staples and Sephora. And we kept hearing the same story, that our CEO thought mobile would be important. So he or she gave me four people to create a small mobile app. We put a small mobile app that was kind of halfway done in the App Store. And 6 months later, it's 40% of our traffic going to mobile majority. And so the aha that mobile was finally here, it was loud and clear from our customer base. And then we asked them, how are you communicating with these customers in the mobile era? And they said, we're not. Our existing systems are breaking, because they assumed one person had one device. The only way they interacted digitally with our brand was on the website. And really the only way to communicate with them was email. And so we heard a change in user behavior, which is the mobile era. And we heard loud and clear from our customer base that the existing systems wouldn't make it in this evolution.
I wanted to just step back and be a bit practical for a moment, because we were talking about apps, but you're talking about company communications. And I've also done some research into Kahuna, where you've really set the bar also in understanding deep linking here, you know, driving us to the call to action, driving us to where we need to go. Could you talk a little bit about how this all fits together for you at Kahuna?
Sure. It's about understanding the person and delivering them a delightful experience. And the first place that makes a delightful experience is getting them the right marketing message that is attuned with their affinities, getting it to them on the right device, getting it to them at the right time. And so they see a message and they say, thank you to the brand. This makes sense. This is relevant to me. These are the pair of jeans I've been coveting. And then when they click on the email or the push notification, magic happens. It's not going to the front page of a website. It's going right to that item and their size preference, or even more so, having it go where it goes to their shopping cart with the item, the style, the size automatically populated in their shopping cart. So all they have to do is click deliver, and 2 days later or 1 day later, it shows up on their doorstep.
I mean, this is what I love here. I get that, Adam. You know, this is what I really love here. But how complex is that? You're talking about this, you know, this massive engine that you've built. I mean, is bringing this all this together, is this something that is a mammoth task, or is it something that you've automated? You know, marketers could do it, but it's going to be a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's a great point, Peggy. And that's why a company that comes at this from the mobile first perspective is the company that's going to win. Because when we started this company, the mobile marketer didn't exist yet. Where we had customers sign a contract and say, this is great, can you hire me someone to help run Kahuna? And so the mobile marketer, that job is being created. And it's like the digital SEM marketer in 2001. Where everyone was kind of helping out. And because we don't usually get a full-time person dedicated to Kahuna, we have to make it really easy to use and really easy to set up. And so most of our customers only have someone half-time dedicated to Kahuna, whereas other kind of email providers have 20 people dedicated to it. And the way we unlock that ability is a guided experience around our data uncovers insights around what to do combined with automation. So they set up behavioral rules and they just watch the system run versus having to manually tweak and iterate.
That's great. And, you know, just to kind of, you know, go off of email, that was essentially what we were talking about last night. I was talking to one of my cohorts, and at her job, she's kind of butting heads within her department with people saying, well, you know, we shouldn't send more than one email a month. Otherwise, you know, they'll opt out. And, you know, her argument was, well, technically, we could send one every 3 days. As long as it's relevant, they'll actually love it, and they want to be pulled into the loop. Do you agree with that, or what do you think?
it's two great points wrapped into one comment. And that thing is, generic messaging is spam. Personalized messaging is delightful, where we have our customers' customers who tweet out, thank you for sending me this email, or thank you for sending me this push notification. Because if you're personalizing a message and you are attuned to each person's affinity, and then you have the technology to deliver that personalization at scale, it changes marketing into communication, which is the big aha. And I can speak on this for six more hours.
Well, we can't do that. Thing. We don't have a six-hour segment here. We do have to take a quick break, but we will get to your second point about email marketing when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Internet Marketing Inc. designs fully integrated digital programs that improve brand experiences and grow businesses through valuable data insights and strategy across all types of media. Paid, owned, and earned. Their digital experts nimbly adapt strategy by providing you a comprehensive view of your brand's online audience and program performance. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit internetmarketinginc.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Domain Masters.
Andrew Miller, Mike Zaplin, and Rob Monster. Talk a little bit about some of the current domain strategies that are going on.
With Network Solutions putting up their Whois database, it created a marketplace. If we can, with patents.com, we're going to be able to translate 30 million patents into 15 different languages and create 450 million documents able to be spidered and indexed with the search engines.
Domain Masters.
Live broadcast Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Adam Marchik, CEO of Kahuna, on the line with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about just marketing in general, but email marketing and relevance. And you were about to come on point number two. Hopefully, I didn't derail you there. What can you tell us about point number two?
Great. And it was a great question on message frequency. And it's a lot of what I learned. I was fortunate enough to be at Facebook when we started really doing marketing. And you ask the question of how many messages you should send to a person per day. And the first question I would ask is, what is their engagement state? Are they just getting used to your service? Are they a VIP customer? Are they someone who was excited about your service but is showing signs of leaving? And for the new customer, they need just the right amount of messages. So in the first 7 days, they could potentially get seven messages unless they already onboard without needing messaging. So they get anywhere from 1 to 7 messages automatically as they need it. Another great thing is that for your VIP customers, sometimes the best strategy is not to message them at all. They're ecstatic. They're coming back to your service every day. They don't need an external message in order to prompt re-engagement. So it really is this dynamic experience, which can only be solved through machine learning and automation.
So I'd like to understand more about the real results here. I mean, we agree, and I'm writing actually an ebook right now where most of it goes on and on and on about the requirement for relevancy has created the demand for personalization. So I'm definitely on board with you there. What are the real results that a marketer can expect? Maybe you have some idea of where he might see an uplift, or maybe even some case studies to offer.
Sure. So the first is a personalized message can deliver 40% more response than a generic message. Mm-hmm. And we have a large retail brand that delivered that result last week. So really about talking about the affinity for the item they're looking at or the affinity for a brand, it just changes the conversation versus new items available. The second is you can actually get some surprising insights by testing and running different messages side by side. We have a customer, 1-800-Flowers, and it was Valentine's Day last year, and they wanted to capture that is their Black Friday. And so they ran two messages, one that offered a discount and one that they found that the message without the promotion code generated 50% more revenue and resulted in fewer app uninstalls.
You know, and I believe it.
One is that unique insight, which is they don't have to give a discount. And two, our automation and machine learning automatically started decreasing the amount of time that promotional message went out. And so it automatically optimized their campaign for them.
We talk about the results here. Let's talk about, you know, since it's about automation, it's always interesting to understand, you know, why is it necessary? What would it be like without this, or what would one have to do? I mean, what is the benefit, I guess, the question here, of the automation aspect of what you offer?
It's a great question. The first is it unlocks a new mindset for the marketer that they are encumbered right now by not having a system that can do automation and personalization at scale. And because of that, once a week, they send out the same message to 10 million people. And that 10 million person message has a 2% response rate. The right answer is to have 150 campaigns that are behavior-based running in parallel. So 10 million messages go out, but they're all micro-segmented and automatically personalized, leading to that same 10 million message volume coming at 12%. And to try and do that running 150 campaigns manually, optimizing manually, would make your head spin. And so the automation really unlocks personalization at scale. It doesn't just save a few hours. It turns something from impossible to optimal.
Yeah, because not only would it make your head spin, a lot of companies just don't have that manpower to sit there and optimize all those messages for the 10 million subscribers.
It's a great point. And one great data point to that is Facebook has 500 people doing this. And whenever I go to a company that talks about should I build it myself? I asked them, well, are you ready to hire 500 people?
What about, I don't want to go too much into the technology, but I do think it's really interesting when I look up and down your website and over some of the material about your company, it does go a lot into what's going on here. Because I don't know, maybe the listener isn't quite clear on machine learning and why that optimizes mobile marketing and how that optimizes mobile marketing. I don't want to go into it deeply, but you know, for the listeners who are not aware of that, what does this bring to the table?
It's a great question. And what machine learning really is the computer analyzing and editing and optimizing for you. So on the before machine learning and what is happening in a lot of organizations, is let's take, for example, cart fulfillment. Someone shows they want to buy an item but doesn't finish the purchase. And so the marketing team would say, hey, let's follow up with these people 30 minutes later. And they'd craft an example and they'd wait and would run this one experiment. And then they'd go back and analyze results. And maybe a few days later, they'd try let's do it an hour later. And over the course of 3 or 4 months, they would get to an estimate that 6 hours is the right time to wait. With machine learning, you just say, here's the message. Kahuna, figure it out for me. And we start running thousands of experiments, start triangulating what feels like the optimal times, and then say, hey, 6 hours feels right. Let's put 50% of the messages at 6 hours, but then keep testing 9 hours and 3 hours and 2 hours and keep making sure that we're running the optimal strategy. So that machine learning takes all the manual and iterative work off the marketer's plate and just puts it into the system. And in addition, is infinitely more responsive than that take it offline, analyze it, and come back with the next recommendation.
So, I mean, you, Shahab, I mean, he's talking about timing, the importance of testing. I mean, is this also what you're seeing when you're working with your clients? You know, there's a question of, you know, making certain in that A-B process or understanding in that context that everything really fits.
Definitely. And, you know, testing is very, very important. And, you know, up until now, I mean, up until this conversation, there really was no way of automating this kind of stuff. You analyze every month, every quarter, and, you know, it really takes a team to go, okay, well, what kind of engagement did we get? You know, how do we optimize future messages? And it takes a long time. And then at that point, you know, you then would have to go up the ladder to see if you can get, you know, the next quarter approved as far as strategy. And so it's all really interesting. And, you know, we don't have 6-7 hours to talk about this, but, you know, I'm interested in, now that you have, you know, this optimization and this machine learning, which is amazing, I want to know, you know, what kind of uphill battle did you have to deal with as far as, you know, engineering this machine learning? Was it a hard process, or was it something that, you know, once it fell into place, it was a eureka?
It's a great question, and we serve marketers, you know, but we take great pride in our big data and engineering excellence. And a secret about Kahuna is we spent 2 years building our people understanding an algorithm sent a single message. And no other marketing automation company in the history of the world has ever spent 2 years on their big data and data layer prior to sending messages. So we built this platform to understand the person, because until you understand the person, you can't even try and think about personalizing.
Yeah, and then so, when you tie in that most of these companies have 10 million of these people to analyze, it's really, really kind of tough. Now, we do have to take our last break of the show. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Adam Marchik, CEO of Kahuna. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Great websites today need expert web design and development, and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Good karma.
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Excellent. Love that guitar riff.
Reminds me of Wayne's World.
That's where we stole it from. I mean, that's where we were inspired.
Good karma. Live broadcast Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Adam Marchik, CEO of Kahuna. It's definitely been a pleasure today. Usually what we do in this last segment before we head out, we like to give, you know, our listeners some top tips for whatever the topic of the day is. And so, you know, what I'd like to know is, you know, what are your top tips for our listeners, for your clients, as far as what to keep top of mind when engaged with your target market?
Excited to speak to these because we're just getting started and it's a brave new world out here in the mobile era. The first is marketers should think about messaging by engagement state. And what this means is to cohort users as newbies or engaged or dormant. And take, for example, a newbie, someone who's new to your service. Rather than sending them the same message everyone else gets, send them a welcome and here's new content to try. Inspire them to get engaged. Don't send them a buy now. Get them wrapped into your service and get them up in higher engagement before you start talking about conversion. The second, embrace, understand, and innovate around this concept we call the anti-funnel. Most of marketing right now is triggered by events. They click on a page. Do they hit a buy button? Many of your customers are falling into the anti-funnel, which is they're showing their behavior by what they're not doing. Have a system that watches and looks for at-risk customers but are showing signs of leaving, and most of your messaging strategy should be focused on those types of people. And then finally, this is more a message to the entire industry. There's a next-generation marketer coming. Right now, there are people who are calling themselves email marketers or mobile marketers or ad marketers. We're going to move to this place of communication automation where you're just an engagement marketer. And the medium is the subset of that. And you might send emails, you might send pushes, but the entire goal is to engage the customer and deliver delightful experiences. I'd encourage you to think about how that reshapes your org and reshapes your job.
I'd like to chime in here for a moment because that's really so critical. I'm also seeing it in the work that I'm doing that, you know, communications are part of marketing. It goes back to that what we discussed before, Shahab. You know, content marketing is the only marketing that there really is for engagement. So it's not just about marketing and advertising messages, but all consumer communications have to be this way. Everything has to be engaging. So marketing and communications, they're basically just blurring. That line between them is blurring. Are you seeing that as well?
We are. And it's not okay to send four different messages from four different groups to the same person.
So a trend to keep top of mind there. Did you have anything to add there, Shahab? I'm just curious again because I always use you as my touchstone, my litmus test with the real world. Are you seeing that as well about the not just the frequency of communications, but the whole idea that, you know, you have to map it to an engagement path?
No, definitely. And, you know, and the tricky part is to go back to his tip number two. How are you going to succeed in figuring out what each of these people who've opted in, they've obviously opted in, so they want your marketing messaging. How do you pinpoint what each of these people need? And that's really the million-dollar question. But it also sounds like Kahuna has automated a big portion of that. So that's really amazing. So Adam, before we take off here, if any of our listeners want to get a hold of you, get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Very simple. We are located at www.kahuna.com. like Big Kahuna Burger, and my email is adam@kahuna.com.
And Peggy, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Email, it's peggy@mobilegroove.com, or follow me on Twitter @PeggyAnn, or look for companion posts over at Mobile Groove or over at Forbes, where I'm a regular contributor.
Right. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zagari. That's Z-A-R-G-A-R-I. And you can check out our portfolio over at highergroundadvertising.com. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.